Blog Talk Radio. Let's get into some music.
You can call the fire.
Thank you. feels that there's something more, there's something real. You be the one I've been searching for.
Trust you more than me. In if I don't feel clean, but you say I'm clean, then I will call my heart a liar and trust you more than me. And if I don't feel free, but you say I'm free, then I will call my heart a liar and trust you more than me.
Conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing we could ever do to separate ourselves from the love of God. As soon as we feel the need to be loved, we can also turn our hearts toward our Heavenly Father and simply receive a fresh awareness of His powerful, unconditional love. Stop working to be loved. Stop striving for that which is already yours. What are the affections of man in comparison to the love of your Creator? What is the fleeting, fickle praise of man in comparison to all-consuming, powerful, and truthful love of God? May your life be marked by a peace that comes from resting in the love of your Heavenly Father alone. So, first, reflect on your need for love. In what ways do you strive to be loved every day? Who have you been seeking out love from to fill a need in your life? And where have you been striving for the opinion of man? Secondly, meditate on the unconditional nature of God's love. Meditate on the availability of His presence. In John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to help you encounter the love of God today. Ask God how He feels about you and wait for the sense of His love. Rest in the truth of Scripture and receive the love of your Heavenly Father. Psalm chapter 26, verse 3, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. So one of the most powerful truths about God's love can be found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Scripture says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has been perfected in love. So God's love makes us fearless. Who or what is there to fear when God of the universe truly loves us? What cause is there for fear when God would send His only Son to die that we might simply have relationship with Him? Rest in the love of God today and allow the truth of His affections for you to cast out any fear you have. There is no reason to fear. God has you and loves you. May you find peace and joy today in response to the steadfast love of your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you to read 1 John chapter 4. And bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let us get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road and not knowing which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Do you suffer from depression or anxiety? Or do you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to drugs or alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, or whatever the problem may be? See, the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, can help you, but in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. He can't do anything for you if He doesn't know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Lord Jesus to be your personal Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Bishop Don Cornelius. Okay, well, like I said, if you said this prayer, okay, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you will come on live again and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us rejoice with them as well. Amen. Okay, let's take some callers. 111.
Hello, this is Isabel Benita Sabatelli. How are you, Kenny?
Who is this?
This is Isabel.
Hello, Isabel.
How are you, Kenny?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hello. I was listening to one of your past episodes from a week or two ago. Are you talking about how you're erect, about sucking dick? Can we get more of that? It was really interesting. It was so naughty. I loved it.
I'm glad you liked the program. Okay. Let's take another caller here.
I love the program.
Okay, that's great. Let's take another caller.
Hi.
Okay, let's try this again. 111.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Good night. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
Tony Farrar. Hey, where's Tony Farrar? Where's he at? Is he listening in?
He's listening in. Okay. 111 is dropped. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm gonna bring Tony in, and he's gonna read from the Bible. So as soon as he comes in here, okay, he's gonna read to you from the Bible. You're into Job now.
I don't know why you just didn't keep taking those wonderful, wonderful phone calls. I think you should have just taken phone calls for the rest of the evening. I think it would have been just so amusing. Hi, y'all. Thanks for having me again tonight. Like I tell y'all every night, COVID is out there. Wear your masks. It's not a hoax. It's getting people sick. Story of Job. Job 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 5,000 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all people of the East. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, From where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth upon it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and of his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabians raided and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I have alone escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came up from across the wilderness and struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped, and he said, "Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life, but stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd for which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept God? Excuse me. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard all of this adversity that had come upon him, each one came down onto it from his own place. Ephaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamahite. And they made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept. And each tore one his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. But Job never spoke ill of the Lord. I'm going to leave you with a word of worship. Psalms 15, 1, 2, 5. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart? He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent? He who does these things shall never be moved. We're going to go to Proverbs 4, 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Now see, that's what we try to tell you here at God Reign Was Ministries. The word is shared. It's not written here, but it's shared. And wisdom, that's the thing. And where you get wisdom, and in all your wisdom, you get understanding. And that's all Ken is looking to do. Get you to understand the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me share with you tonight the way it was written, the way it was meant to be spoken. Bless y'all.
Oh, don't forget. All right. Well, that was great reading, Tony. Oh, I hope you enjoyed the word tonight. Read by Tony. Amen. Okay, well, let's take another caller.
Oh.
Hey, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Oh, shalom. How y'all doing tonight, brother?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was actually just practicing my ping pong skills tonight with DC3.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm preparing for the 2021 ping pong tournament with DC3. We going to take it over. We going to get the championship again, Kenny.
Okay.
Trying to stay in shape, brother. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you win.
Well, I appreciate that, Miss Isabella. That's very kind of you to say. Amen. Kenneth,
yes,
how you doing, brother? How's the coffin going, brother? I heard you hacking up a lung while one of the songs was playing. I just want to make sure you're okay, my man.
Oh, I'm fine. It's just, it's COPD. What are you going to do?
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay, brother. It's a very trying time right now with the COVID-19, and I hope you're taking all the precautions, you and Tony F. I wholeheartedly agree with Tony F and what he said about taking COVID seriously and wearing masks. I am 100% on board with that. These people out here that think it's a hoax are absolutely crazy, and I think they have lost their minds. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen to that.
Kenny.
Well, let's take another caller here.
Hello.
This is Isabel.
Yes, Isabel. Yes. I'm going to take another caller.
Is that Dickie Hopper, Kenny?
Yeah, it must be.
Person to call in like that.
Dickie, knock off the tomfoolery. It's uncalled for.
Yes, it is. It's uncalled for.
It's not John Little.
That's right.
Amen. Kenny.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for the weekend, brother? I mean, I don't know. I still have not received an invite to Kenny Palooza that Bogart was talking about. I don't know what's going on. How is that? How are y'all going to do that, brother? I mean, is it on the property?
We're not going to do that. Okay.
Okay.
It's false information. Okay. We're not going to do that.
Because, Kenny, if you threw a party like that, brother, and you didn't invite DC too, man, I would be offended. I'd be very upset.
What's a party without Don? Okay?
Oh, Kenny, you're the man, brother. I agree. DC too, brother. You got that, and DC 3. I mean, DC 3 always got to be in attendance if DC 2 is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kenny, do you have a caller? My brother, I think, is on the line.
I have someone from 111 that called, push the one key.
Oh, I say bring him on, Kenny. Bring him on, brother.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. I would like to get 2 tickets to the meet and greet. Can I use PayPal for those?
We're not having a meet and greet.
It's called Kenny Palooza. There's another name for it. It's a longer name, but I can't remember all of it.
We're not having a meet and greet.
The Big Gay Dance Party, because I'd like to get 2 tickets.
My sounder's playing over your audio.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I came in here to see if it was playing on yours.
No.
Saboteur. No. Sabotage.
Oh. What?
So anyway, those tickets, can you deliver those electronically? I don't trust the mail now.
No, we're not doing any meet and greets or anything,
Kenny,
like that.
Kenny, why are you stuttering, man? That means you're lying, Kenny. Circle of trust.
No,
oh,
no, it does not mean I'm lying. We're not doing anything. Tony, tell him we're not doing anything.
I don't know. We might have it. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm busy that weekend with the Big Gay Dance Party.
Who is that?
I don't know. We're not having no meet and greet, or we're not having no Kenny Palooza, or we're not having Bogart.
Y'all know there's a disease running around out there, right?
Yeah, we're not having
AIDS.
No pool parties.
You know there's COVID out there?
HIV?
Yeah, so we're not running around.
Did you invite Grover? Is it just non-blacks that are allowed to come to the party? I mean, I don't get it. I wasn't invited, Kenny.
Well, I don't know why you weren't invited. Everybody else, I guess, was. Okay.
Well, Kenny, you know who you sent the invitations to. I mean, Lord have mercy.
I didn't send any invitations.
Kenny, you just said you sent invitations, brother.
I didn't say I sent invitations. I said I didn't send any.
Ken, Madeline Mitten got an invitation. She's in Canada.
Oh, Kenny,
Madeline Mitten.
Kenny. How are you going to invite that 500-pound balloon to your party, Kenny? She's going to eat all the food, brother.
We didn't invite anybody.
You
going to
throw Shamu in the water, Kenny? Is Shamu going in the water? I mean, seriously, she gonna jump in the water. All the water gonna come out the pool, Kenny.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I heard Brian's gonna be there. He's gonna be running the dunk tank.
Oh. Kenny's fake friend, you mean? The one that took the bus to visit. Remember that story, Johnny? That was a wonderful story. Kenny's
yes,
story
it was.
Time.
It was funny. Yeah,
it was
great. And
you
guys believed it.
Kenny, I called you out on that when you told that story.
Yes, you did, Don. I agree. Yes, you did. You knew good and well his ass was not going to be on no bus in the middle of COVID. You knew this.
Kenny knows how to fuck.
Is that just silly?
Why are you going to say that on the Godless Show, man? Come on now.
Tony? Tell us. We want to know.
Oh, shut up. God damn it.
What did you just...
Hello, Johnny.
Kenny.
This is Isabel.
I think Brother Bogart is on the line. If you could bring him on, maybe he could bring some, levity to the situation, if you will.
No, because that's all right.
You not bringing Bo on? Kenny, bring Bo on. How are you not going to bring Bo on? He's part of the show, brother. He's one of the flock.
Well, because I'm tired of hearing that craziness, okay? We're not having
Kenny, wait a minute. Kenny, at least bring him on. If he starts the craziness, then you can get rid of him. But it's Bo, brother. Come on.
Come on.
Kenny, you can't ban Bo from the show, brother.
Bring Bo on.
Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus.
Rational voice. Your rational
Lord's
voice
will.
Of the man of the South.
It was the Lord's will.
Kenny, why am I being punished for the only thing that I did was read aloud an email that I received? That I don't understand the animosity towards me. I mean, what did I do wrong?
You should know that's not... I would never do something like that.
Cool. Kenny, you've had several pool parties at your house.
No, I haven't.
How is that so far-fetched?
I haven't had pool parties at my house.
Well, but you do have a pool, correct?
Yeah.
And you do have a motorcycle. Woo-hoo.
Yes, I do, but the motorcycle isn't running.
And Tony F. is a drag queen, correct?
Yeah.
That's true. That is true. There's
okay,
a lot of facts.
It shouldn't be too far-fetched that if Tony's having a synchronized swimming drag queen show and you're jumping over the pool in your motorcycle. Because you're admittedly a badass at a motorcycle, correct? You've been riding motorcycles for years and years.
Yes, that's true.
Tattoo artist.
I mean, so evil Kenny Knievel, I mean, that's, hell yeah. You were evil Kenny Knievel years ago, correct?
No. I mean, but you were in a biker gang
and you were pushing the limit on a daily basis.
That's true, Kenny. You were bad back in the day, brother.
Yeah, back in the day, I was badass. But I'm no longer
exactly
back in the day.
Exactly, you were.
Kenny, you're a badass for the Lord now.
Yeah. I mean, but Kenny, back in your wilder days, I mean, you used to beat some people's asses, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Don't
you remember
the
story
yeah.
with him beating
Kenny.
Up those people with the chain?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. St. Louis, brother.
Kenny Fishman back in the day was not to be fucked with. If you fucked with Kenny Fishman back in the day, he would fuck you up.
They made
Amen,
a movie
Kenny.
About Kenny. They made a movie called Death Wish after Kenny's life, brother. That's
yep.
real cool.
No, they didn't make that movie after my life.
Kenny, did Charles Bronson, did you guys meet before the shoot to talk about the stories to make sure they were correct, 100% factual stories, Kenny?
No.
Well, he did a really good job.
Well,
I thought Charles Bronson did a great job. I have to say that he did a good job, Kenny. Very good movie.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Well, Kenny, for the new listeners of GRM that don't know the backstory, can you tell them the story about that time that you were kidnapped by a rival banker gang, and you were there was like five of them that beat up on you, and you fucking as soon as you got out of the hospital, like you had your revenge. You tracked them down one by one and beat their fucking ass. Am I lying or not?
No, that wasn't a biker gang. That was something else when I was a kid. Okay?
Well, but
wait a minute.
They were rivals, regardless. They were gang rivals, correct?
Yeah, they were in a gang.
Kenny,
yeah, but
Kenny.
I wasn't in the gang.
Well, I mean, Kenny, if they kidnapped you and beat the shit out of you and kicked all of your teeth out, which is why you say that you don't have any teeth, is because that they kicked your teeth out. I mean, but that really happened, right?
Yeah, it really happened.
Amen.
I was in the hospital and everything for a long period of time.
Yeah.
The Mongols.
And what was the weapon that you used on every single one of them?
Well, one used a bat, one used a
So
sickle.
What did you use, Kenny? Kenny, when you tracked them down, what did you use, brother? Did you just go hand-to-hand combat?
Just a chain?
A motorcycle chain, if I remember correctly. Is that right? A motorcycle chain?
No, just a chain. Just a regular iron chain.
Anal beads.
Boy. Kenny, when like you tracked each of like one of them down, like what did you say to them before you beat the ever living shit out of them? Like did you tell them that they fucked with the wrong one, or what did you say to them?
Kenny said he was going to send them to Jesus.
Payback's a bitch.
Hell yeah. Payback's
wow,
a bitch. 100%. God, I wish I was a fucking badass like Kenny back in the day.
Kenny, did you have all their addresses and everything? I mean, you just had all the info on these guys. Did you track them down? Was it one by one?
Yeah, it was one on one.
I mean, one by one.
Take them on all
at
one time.
Okay?
No, I mean,
because Kenny, how did you have their address though?
One on one with Kenny. I mean, they didn't stand a fucking chance. They got the shit beat out of them.
That is true. Kenny was nice. Kenny was nice back in the day with his hands, brother.
Yep. He was like fucking Mike Tyson back in the day.
He's still nice with his hands in a way to Tony.
Oh, that's what she said.
Well,
so Kenny,
we got to bring on another caller. Okay, we're gonna bring on Doug.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
Hello, Doug. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doug,
I'm doing great,
my bud.
Doug.
What's up, man? Glad you called in. I was hoping you would.
Yeah. Was he hoping that? Huh?
Why would I say that? Because you're a cool guy, man. That's why I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. I'm cool. Got
Fact.
That right.
So anyway,
cool
what's good with you, dog? What are you up to?
Oh, I'm about 6'8". How about you?
What, dog? You should have like said poundage wise if you were going to make that joke, but that is a
220.
Joke. Hell yeah, 220. You're up to 220. There you go.
Yeah.
Amen.
How about you? How's DC doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? How you holding up with this COVID, brother?
I had it, but I'm better now.
Well, oh, shit, good. Man. I didn't know you had the COVID. Wait, when did you have it?
A couple weeks back.
I didn't even know that, man. I'm glad you're doing better. Did you have to go to
the
hospital?
I was doing
bad. Were you just in quarantine?
No. Just had the fever and the headaches, you know.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
The
well,
I
mean,
had
did
to,
you have any of the, like, the respiratory, like, could you not breathe good, or?
I didn't have no energy, and it's like the flu.
But,
yeah.
Dad, you it always sound like you have no energy. Boy,
that's
that
right, Johnny Longfeather. Is this Johnny Longfeather's little sister? I remember
oh,
you.
Is this Isabel, silly?
Oh, sorry.
What a moron.
Whoa, Doug, did,
what an
did you
idiot.
Have to go, like, how did you get tested for it? Did you just go through one of those, like, drive-thru testing services or what?
What? Tested for what?
How did you get tested for COVID is what I'm asking.
Oh,
did you go through one of those?
What a dumbass. Oh, let me tell you, I got sick, so
okay.
I figured I had it, okay?
Yeah.
So, because whenever anyone gets sick now, that's what they have, so, yeah.
Okay, so you
I'm
never did, like,
now.
Take the swab test up your nose and that kind of stuff to get verified that you
no.
had COVID. You were just showing symptoms, and then they put you in a 2-week quarantine, correct?
No. Nobody puts me in nothing.
Okay, well, what did they do then? I'm just trying to – I'm not trying to be a smartass, Doug. I'm seriously interested. Like, how
you don't
they
have
go about
to try to be a smartass because you definitely are a smartass. But you're not that smart.
Why are you in hospital, man? I'm just trying to carry on the conversation with you, man.
This is Johnny Longfeather's cousin.
You
don't
I'm care
about nothing,
that.
Bogart.
So, yes, I'm...
Pass that
ball,
Bogart.
I'm interested, Doug. Can you... why are you being so hostile, man? We're all friends here.
I'm not hostile. Come on.
All right, so, Doug, you consider me a friend, correct?
Yeah, you're one of my besties.
Okay. Well, good. Good, because I consider you one of my besties as well.
Sure.
So anyway, you're, like, back to work normal now, and you're not in quarantine or anything, correct?
Yeah, I'm always in quarantine.
Oh, well, why is that?
Kind of like Pastor Ken, you know, he basically quarantines himself, I think. Kind of like I do.
Yeah, I stay in. I don't go anywhere.
Okay. Oh,
Doug,
are you
that's
just saying?
Kenny has, like,
I do my job.
Pre-existing conditions. Do you have pre-existing conditions or what?
No.
Doug, you're just a homebody. That's all, right? Ain't nothing
yeah,
wrong
I
with
do
that.
My I go to my job and I come back home, yeah.
Amen.
I don't
there
go around
go.
Harassing people and things like that. You know, I don't call in being fake and, pretending
right.
I'm someone I'm not and things like that.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Exactly.
I can string
exactly.
more than two sentences together. I can string three
yeah.
or four sentences
That's
together. But
lie,
I guess you can't.
We know that, Doug. I mean, come on, man. Don't you? No need to speak obvious. We know that.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, sorry to ruin your show again.
You're not ruining anything, man. I'm glad that you called in, man. And
yeah,
I'm glad that you're doing better.
It's not your show, though, Bogart.
It's
not your show either, dog.
Thank you, Johnny. I love your woman voice.
Hey, Doug, I don't know if you noticed or not, brother, but we're trying to be nice to you, man. I don't know why you're so angry tonight. What's going on?
I'm not being angry, am I? Did I say any swear words?
Well, I mean, you were being kind of rude to me, to say the least.
That's not me, Doug.
It's like that.
This is Eugene down in Texas.
He's
down
not
Florida.
On the phone either.
I think he's from Florida.
Cover crabgrass.
I think he's from Titusville, Florida, brother. Doug, are you having a psychotic break, brother? What's going on, man? You okay?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Amen.
Kenny.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you give me
amen.
Some feedback, Kenny, about why, I'm being as nice as I can to Doug.
Brick and mortar.
Doug, I don't know what that means, bud. I don't know what that means. I'm trying to. What does that mean?
I think he was giving a shout out to Frank the janitor because he used to always say brick and mortar. Like when he was talking about like where he worked and stuff, he'd say brick and mortar.
Oh, but
yeah.
You're friends with Frank the janitor, Doug?
No.
Doug, do you prefer to be called Doug or Kosoff?
Neither.
Well,
Doug.
Okay. Well,
call
what
Douglas.
Do you prefer to be referred to as?
My name's Sydney.
Okay.
Sydney.
Okay.
Riley Reed.
Oh, you named after a porn star?
Yeah.
Good for you, brother.
Sydney Riley Reed.
Sydney Riley
I'm,
Reed.
I'm very yeah.
Sorry, that's just my name. I can't help it.
It's Riley Reed.
814-592-0084.
Yeah.
Boom. Call me up.
I take it that you spend a lot of time on Pornhub if you're named after a porn star, correct?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
What's your name? What's your whole name?
Isabel Anita Capitelli.
Jessica Longfeather.
Hey, Doug. If we invited you into Discord, would you come in?
No, because you guys are pieces of shit. Okay.
Well, that's really
why.
Nice, Doug. That's very nice.
Fuck you.
Very nice. That's wonderful.
Why are you being like this?
You don't
want to
meet me, okay? Sorry, you don't.
No. Listen, I'm just trying to be nice, Doug. I don't know why you're getting so angry with me.
Yeah.
I don't know what your beef with me is. I don't understand it.
I don't have a beef with any of you.
Well,
I was trying to invite you into a
Sydney.
Room with Kenny. It's a Kenny.
Yeah,
it's Kenny's room. Kenny, tell him it's your room so he knows we're not making this up.
Yeah, I've got a couple rooms on Discord there.
There you go.
Doug.
You're a big fan of Kenny. Why not join his room? That's all I was asking, man. I'm sorry if I offended you.
You didn't offend me, okay?
Okay.
I'm just talking. I'm talking with you. I'm not. You can't offend me by talking to me.
Well, you just
right.
said, fuck
okay.
you.
Right.
You've already called me a pedophile and child toucher. And come on, you don't remember any of that? Huh?
No. Sydney,
I remember all that.
I'm going to private.
I didn't get offended, did I? I'm still talking to you, ain't I? Huh?
Right.
I'm
okay.
so offended.
Well, I'm going to PM you an invitation into Kenny's room, and I hope that you join it. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
And I'm going to say I'm not going to, Because all you're trying to do is figure out who I am. That's all you're doing.
No, I'm just trying to.
I just told you who I
giving
was.
Giving you an olive branch.
Exactly. You just told us who you were, so we don't. Who cares? Just come in the room, man. Hang out.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm
Kenny,
not that stupid.
Can you hop, like, after the show, Kenny, can you hop in the voice chat, and that way we can show Sydney that everything's legit and it's like, you know,
Sydney Riley Reed. Yeah, Sydney Riley Reed.
Well,
it's me.
Sydney, that's what you said your name was.
I'm from Mount Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro, okay.
Yeah, Mount Kilimanjaro.
Kenny, what are we doing wrong here? I mean, why is he like? I mean, what can we do?
Might be you're complete lying. You know, maybe Ken has a Discord room, and if you guys are in it, I don't want to be in it. So,
well, why?
Okay,
why is that,
there
you
go.
There you go. Because all you're gonna do is rag on me.
We're not gonna beg you to join. I mean, I was just, you know,
no,
being friendly and was going
don't,
to all
don't
the
beg.
Off, right? I mean, if you don't want to accept, I mean, that's fine.
Oh, thanks for giving me that option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
It's very nice of you.
I've done all I can do, man. I mean.
Yeah, can't do no more.
Offended you in any way?
Yeah, sure you are.
What if Kenny sent you the invite? Would you join if Kenny sent it to you?
I wouldn't believe it was from him.
Kenny,
can you please confirm that this is your Discord room, please?
Well, see, I can't send an invite from that room, okay? For some reason or other, from the pastor's doghouse room, I can't do it.
Can you send him one from your email? Like your, I don't know
That's
what your email
someone
is.
Someone else is controlling your room.
No,
come on.
Yeah,
if you can't
one,
do it.
That room actually is for Kent's room. Okay.
Okay.
So he just got
yes.
my name on.
Yeah, I get it.
No, but
you
he
can't
has his own room too that he controls.
Yeah, I got my own room I can control, yeah.
That's the
Well, he probably don't want me to go in there, and all you guys want to do is harass me, so I don't want to go in there.
Okay.
It's so hard
Kenny,
to figure that out. Can you figure that out?
Listen, we're trying to be nice to you, man. I don't know what your problem is, why you're so angry, but all the time, like we're trying to be nice, man. Bo hasn't said one disrespectful thing to you this entire conversation, and neither have I. And we're not
yeah,
lying
this,
to
this,
you. Like, Kenny.
Hello, this one conversation. What about all those other ones?
Well, maybe we're
what
trying
about
to
them?
Turn over Doug.
What
maybe
about
we're
them?
Trying to turn over
what about them?
Oh,
what about
Doug.
Those ones?
Doug, maybe we're just trying to turn over a new leaf, man. There's no reason to hold grudges.
I don't hold no grudge.
Okay.
But you said that stuff to me, so I don't forget that.
That's fair. You said some ignorant shit to us, too. But listen, we don't care.
Yes, I did. I admit that. Damn right.
Okay. Well, Kenny.
Some foul
you know,
shit.
Kenny, if you want to invite Doug and, you know, you or try to, you can. And Doug, you can say no, whatever. You know, it's fine.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for letting me know I can say no. Come on. How about I invite you to my room?
You got a room? I'll join it.
Yeah. You'll
okay.
join it, huh? Then what would
Ew.
You do to it?
I
Destroy
wouldn't do anything it? To it. I can't destroy a room. Kenny, did you disconnect Bogart?
No, he dropped.
Well, can you? He said to pick him back up.
He got too mad because I was talking. Bulgar couldn't handle me. Look at that, Bully.
He's absolutely not Matt.
Oh, is that you?
He had to tend to the sheep.
He's not mad, dude.
Bo, were you tending to the sheep?
Kenny, did you let him on?
Bo, is that you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hello. No, okay, yeah. Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened there, but...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
What the heck?
Johnny Longfellow.
Hello.
That wasn't me, Kenny. I was just having fun with the echo. Who was that? What happened?
That was Johnny.
Oh.
I told you he was doing that from a long time ago. I told you.
Okay, let me bring on Ashley here. Hello, Ashley.
Oh, I'm afraid you're mistaken. This is not Ashley.
Don't forget to turn on your voice changer.
The shit clown.
Turn on the voice changer.
Kenny, why did you hang up on Bo again?
I don't know.
Well, just bring him back on, Kenny.
Hold on a second.
Bo, are you back?
Ashley,
hey,
turn on
Kenny,
your voice changer.
Kenny, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right, I'm back on the line then. Good. All right, so anyway, Doug, what can we do to convince you that we're sincere, man? Because I'm at a loss here.
Hello.
Drillin.
I'm muted, right?
No, Doug, you're on, brother. I can hear you. You're on.
Doug, would you like me to apologize for something? What would it take, man? Just let us know.
Hello? Right,
hello.
Hello. Apparently Doug's gone or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you got me muted.
No, you're not muted.
Okay. What am I supposed to do? Apologize for what?
What am I going to apologize for?
I'm sorry you guys did that shit. I apologize that you said all that shit to me, okay? How do you like that? Is that the kind
that's
of apology
great,
you want?
We're trying to let bygones be bygones. Do you want me to apologize to you for anything that I've said in the past is what I'm asking.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I've said things to you in the past, right?
That's true.
Okay. So letting bygones be bygones means you just drop it.
Okay.
No one has to apologize.
Progress, man. That's good.
Yeah, right. I hear you. But I know you're just fucking with me, so what's the difference?
Well, Doug, why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because you're a troll, and that's what you do.
Doug, that's not true, man. I mean, I consider you a friend, and I'm concerned. I didn't know that you had...
See, I can't hear nothing you're all saying.
You got to follow
you guys. If you had coronavirus, I would never be.
Hey, Miss Rosetta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kenny.
I'll play your little game.
What more can be done? I'm at a loss here. Can you mediate the situation, or I mean, because I'm trying to hash things out with Sydney here, and he's not.
I just told you, the bow fart. I just told you. Let's
come on, man.
Bow fart. Yes.
That's
original.
We both insulted each other many times. Let's just let it go with that. Okay?
And you just insulted him again.
Yes, I did. Good catch, DC.
How
DC two.
Right, well, Kenny, is there any more callers on the line that we can?
Yeah,
blue
souls. Let me show one up.
We have Johnny Long's brother's daughter.
Doug is sick. Doug is a dick. He walks his dogs and pulls his prick. He was angry tonight, so reach up your ass and pull out your stick. Doug drove the little bus to school. That's because he's a fool. He jerked off Dominguez the mule. He can't wait to swim naked in Ken's pool. Kenny Palooza is going to be cool.
Oh,
great. Amen.
Nice poem. I like it.
I know, Mike.
Good job, Mike. That shows your IQ is about second grade.
Do you want some more, Dougie?
You ever heard of 357?
Awesome.
You ever heard those numbers? This is sad.
Sydney, would you like some more poetry, Sydney?
Yes, please.
When Doug was young, he had braces. He only dates women with ugly faces. He goes to strange, dirty bars and disgusting places. Fat, stinky, and stupid are the women he chases. He wakes up still drunk and puts on his shoes, but can't tie the laces. Now, I'm not disrespecting Doug or provoking. I'm just kidding around and joking, Sydney. But he admits he drinks a lot and he's always toking. Every day he's drunk and the devil's lettuce he is smoking. Thanks for telling us your real name, Sydney, if that's the truth. But you always make me want to puke.
So what? Smuke. To make up a new word.
Kenny, can you set the episode over for overtime real quick? Because it's 6 minutes off.
No, I can't. It's already over.
Okay, we're in overtime already?
Yeah.
The show's over. Nobody else can hear it. Okay?
Go in my Discord room.
Okay, just the callers. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Get your insight. Insult me now, then.
Kenny.
Going to end this.
How can?
And hopefully y'all come back tomorrow night, okay, for another episode of Gospel Radio. And
okay.
A little bit. Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay.